Well, hello again, and I'm so excited about today's call. And with no more wait, no more hesitation, I would like our British presenter, Angie Burrows, to please introduce our featured speaker. Angie? Star six.
Can you hear me now?
There
Hello?
You are. Yes.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. I just wanted to briefly talk about some of the expressions you may come across while you're in London. We use a lot of slang, and a lot of words that we use here in the U.S. Are not used in the U.K. I actually have to go and look them up, because unless I'm in Britain, I don't even think to use these words. So that was sort of surprising somewhat. Okay, so we don't say something is awesome. We say something is ace. So, wow, that was ace. That just means awesome. We don't say something is cool. We say something is brilliant. If someone says they need to spend a penny, that means they need the bathroom. But we don't use the word bathroom, so if you ask for the bathroom, you may be sent somewhere to have a soak in the tub. So restroom will probably do. The word barmy, B-A-R-M-Y, means crazy. If you think someone's barmy, that means they're pretty crazy. If you hear someone say, wow, they were the bee's knees, that means they were fabulous. Instead of good luck, we would often say we wish you the best of British, which is short for we wish you the best of British luck. When we're explaining something and we've finished explaining something, say for a recipe, for example, instead of saying, and then it's done, we would say, and Bob's your uncle. That's really strange. Doesn't make any sense at all, I know. If you're on transport or you're on a seat and you're close up to someone and someone tells you to budge up, that means move over, please. So there's just a few examples of words and expressions you may come across while you're over there. So that's about it for this morning's little tidbits of information. So I'm just going to go ahead and introduce our guest speaker this morning. Beth Pylans began her Mary Kay career in 1995 and debuted as a Mary Kay sales director 2 years later. She has been in 13 unit circles, 11 in the Circle of Achievement, with 4 years in half million and 550,000, and 2 years in the Circle of Excellence in the 700,000 and $1 million circles. She has earned over 20 carats of diamonds and 9 career cars. 7 have been Cadillacs. She has traveled to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and a Caribbean cruise compliments her national sales director, Cheryl Warfield. She has also earned the top director trips to Beverly Hills, California at the exclusive Beverly Hills Wilshire Hotel, to Maui, Hawaii, where she and her husband stayed at the beautiful Four Seasons Hotel Resort. And then last September, she and Andy were in Monaco for a week at the beautiful Monte Carlo Bay Resort on the Mediterranean. She is married to Andy Pylans. They have 2 daughters, Ashley and Catherine Pylans Rogers, who is one of her first line directors, and 4 grandchildren, Kaylee, Jordan, Chloe, and Jonathan. Beth sees the Mary Kay business as a calling of God on her life and that this is the best opportunity in the world for women. Beth became a national sales director in July of 2013. Please welcome Beth Pylans.
Well, thank you so much. Wow, that got me excited about going to London, Angie. I appreciate it so much. And I was going to try my British on you, but I don't think I'm up to it this morning. But anyway, thank you so much. Thank you, Cindy Ivy Fox. You know I love you, girl. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm sitting in my car. And I got up at 2:30 this morning, woke up, and sat down and jotted down some notes that I feel like that I'm supposed to say to you this morning. And some of it is things that I put in place to go from half million to million, because we doubled in 1 year. And, you know, we hear this stuff over and over. Like right now people are talking about going to seminar. No, Emerald, you leave in a day or so, and then my seminar, Pearl, comes in. And, you know, with all I've got going on, and I'm not even going to begin to tell you that's going on in my family, health issues, crazy people issues, all that, I would not think of missing seminar. This will be my 19th seminar, because seminar changed my life. And I always say, you know, I'm from South Georgia, and sometimes the consultants look like they could use a makeover. that are in South Georgia. They, you know, you can say everything to everybody about image, but the truth of it is, unless people want to change and have ears to hear, they don't change. So going to seminar changed my life because I saw the sharpest, most beautiful women inside and out. And, you know, don't tell me you don't have the money. Don't tell me you're production it, Nan. Don't tell me that what's going on in your life, because if I told you what was going on in my life, it would blow your mind. But I will be at seminar this year. We do debut on stage because we debuted as a new national area August 1. And, you know, I wanted to be on that stage for the 50th anniversary, and we were on that stage. Some of you may have seen how Daryl Overcash announced our national area, that we were a new national area. But I thought that I would be debuting on stage. The goal never changed. Sometimes the date does. The first thing that I did to go from half million to million is I got more help. You know, and you hear this all the time. And I had a person that was a former Cadillac director, and that's another story in itself. But that she was the one, and she worked. She would call and make announcements or do whatever for me in my unit. But she also worked with my B list. Everybody in, I loved everybody in unconditionally in my unit, but I worked with the A-list people, the movers and the shakers, the people that were moving up. And if there weren't any movers and shakers, I was the mover and shaker that gold medaled or did whatever it took. And so my assistant worked with the B players. I had already told those people everything I knew and then some more than one time. And so I would have her come in there and, you know, kind of schmooze them a little bit, work with them because, you know, it didn't mean that I didn't love them, but I had said everything I needed to say, so it was up to them to make the changes in their life. The second thing we did is I focused on parties, not faces, but parties. And I knew we needed more bookings. I knew we needed to get more bookings from our bookings so that you have to do less warm chatting. And so that's what we did. And I personally became more consistent with my parties. And so we got the numbers up for the parties also. I quit thinking that five or six people were enough people sitting around the table. And our goal was to get 10 people, 21 or older, non-Mary Kay users around the table. And I partnered with the hostesses to get that list. Sometimes I did everything I knew to do, and I couldn't get a list from those people. But I got really great at working with my hostess and getting them to give me a list of 30 or 40 people. And that's what we always requested. If they said they didn't have 30 or 40 people, then in my pre-profiling, the last thing that I said when I pre-profiled was, oh, by the way, for every person that you bring with you, I'm talking to the guests now, that you bring with you, I'll give you $10 free Mary Kay for every person you bring that's 21 or older, non-Mary Kay users, and up to $100 free. And so many times for that extra effort, that person that came would be the person that bought an I Want It All or whatever. It never failed. And I stay on my directors now sometimes because when you get lazy with pre-profiling, you know, having 10 people at a party can be a double shot of your baby's love is the way I feel about it. And that means that's like having two parties at once. That's getting multiple bookings, multiple recruits, because I wanted to maximize what I did. And let me say this to you, 80 to 90% of our women work full-time jobs. And so when they have to get a babysitter again after having daycare all week or whatever they have, you want to make sure that when they get a babysitter again and they're working a full-time job, that they are maximizing their time again away from their family. I feel like we lose people because they're getting another babysitter. You know, you're not coaching them about working with their hostesses and getting that guest list up, getting enough people around the table. That's when we start getting sloppy. And I will tell you that in just a minute. And so then the other thing we put in place is we play deal or no deal at the end of each party, where each guest got an envelope and there was an amount of free product is what I did. I didn't just put you get an eyeliner. I didn't just put you get a hand cream. I put anywhere from $25 to $50 free in addition to the hostess credit that I was given because we were trying to double our production, and I was willing to make less profit to get more parties on the book And I always use the deal or no deal that said this is only valid if you hold the party on the originally scheduled date, unless, of course, they were organ plant transplant person or somebody had, you know, personally passed away in their family. I was really strict with that. And all of a sudden, things started exploding. We were the $1,000 party future national area, baby. We were rocking it. We were also giving Coach handbags for $1,000 parties if they had 10 people in. 10 people there with 20 that are 21 or older, and we were giving away coach purses. We were doing all kinds of stuff, and it was working. The other thing that I still work with my area on that people balk at is working with quality people. Gloria Mayfield Banks said, don't talk to people that need Mary Kay. Talk to the people that Mary Kay needs, and that is, I mean, you know, if people can't get $100 together, you are wasting your time. Do we love them? If they get the $100 together 2 months later, do we sign them up? Absolutely. But, you know, with me, I had to post-date a check to payday. I was broke, busted, and disgusted. But if a woman can't get together $100 in a day or two, really, I'm just telling you, there's always exceptions to the rule, but you build your business on the rule, not on the exception. And so that's what we did. And the other thing I would say to you, because I find it in directors, the only reason people are not sold with Mary Kay is because they're not sold out. Passion comes from believing in what you do, knowing that you're in the right place in the right time with the right opportunity. I have always had passion about this business because I came in at the age of 43. I had worked for enough corporations, and I was teaching school at that particular time to know that I had my hands on a multi-million dollar opportunity. Why do you back down? Why are you shy? There's nobody that can compete with this marketing plan in the entire world. It is divinely given to Mary Kay Ash, and the proof is in the pudding, buddy. If you're sitting here wondering if you can go to Paris and London, then you need to get a hold of yourself, as we say in the South, and say, I am giving people the opportunity of a lifetime. You truly are. This is something that changes people's lives. Many people have said, spiritually I grew, financially I grew, my confidence grew. What are you... What part of this business do you not believe? Because, see, I believe if you truly believe that this is the best opportunity for women, then you know when you walk up or you start talking to somebody or you're standing in front of person, people doing a skincare class, that they cannot intimidate you. They may be a doctor. They may be an attorney. They may own a chicken farm, a million-dollar chicken farm like my daughter does, but the business owns them, and they don't own the business. I'm privileged to be under Cheryl Warfield and Inner Circle National, and so I know how the money an Inner Circle National makes, and I know how she can live her life. Has she worked? Absolutely, she has worked. But I also know if life happens to her, the money keeps rolling in, baby, keeps rolling in, and she's able to do her faith or her God or her family first. And I've seen it. Is there a price to pay? Absolutely. There's short-term sacrifice for long-term gain. I had an attitude that I would not be denied, and I said it, and I spoke it out loud. The abundance. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If one day you're going to be in Paris and London and the next day you don't know if you're going to make it, then you haven't sold out. And so you speak what you want. Romans 4:17 says, call those things that are not as though they were. I was talking to one of my directors this morning, and she just earned her first BMW. We're so excited for her. And she just offsprang two directors within the last 3 months. And her production ain't looking too good right now. I said, it doesn't matter. It is coming. Speak it. Do not be denied. It will come. Working and being emotionally stable. When I used to be in future national classes, they talked to us about the being emotionally stable, a strong and being emotionally stable so that when life happens, you still keep on working your Mary Kay business and you're consistent. if life was happening to you like right now, you know, I'm facing some things, my health challenges with my brother, some other stuff. Would I have gotten and gone up and taught school? Absolutely, I would have gotten up and gone to my job, even though. But what some of you do with Mary Kay, you use it as an excuse when life happens to you not to get out the door every day. What would you do if you knew that you had a boss and you had to draw a paycheck? You say, Beth, this is such basic stuff, but I'm telling you what I see in my national area with some directors. They want to hide, or they want to get, say, you know, I need to do this and I need to do that. And I remember when my mama was dying, and I remember when Cheryl Warfield said to me, because every other month she was in the hospital in ICU, you know, she said, would you have gone to work on your day job? And the answer was, I would have had to go to work on my day job. I couldn't have sat in the hospital or ICU all that time. I could have not have done it and drawn a paycheck or kept my job. And so it is with Mary Kay. You have to be consistent. To be in London and to be in Paris or to be in the circle of excellence, it's not a 9-to-5 work day. I love the expression I love the saying I saw on Facebook, I'm willing to work an 80-hour week so I don't have to work a 40-hour week job. Man, that is it right there. There's some weeks you may work 80 hours, and then the next week life happens and you can only work 20 hours. Be willing to do what was required. I remember Daisha Weigant saying, don't say to a million-dollar sales director that you don't even work 40 hours a week on income-producing activities, and you want to do the trip, you want to do million. That's an insult to a million-dollar sales director. And it's not rearranging your inventory. It's not thinking about Mary Kay. It's not even strategizing about Mary Kay. It's out the door with the people, putting product on people's face, and doing career chats. And why am I harping on this? Because somehow, some way, people, I don't know if it's because top directors and nationals don't speak it enough. I'm not sure exactly why it is. But to be a CEO of a company, you don't work a 9-to-5 job. You don't have banker's hours. You are ruling and reigning as a CEO. And it requires you to do the and then some. And people, and I'm going to tell you something. Once you make the top trip, especially the prestige trip, your life will never be the same again. When I went to Beverly Hills, to the Beverly Hills Wilshire Hotel, we went, remember, my first trip was $1 million. We did million. And so I was on the prestige trip, and 24 women were on the prestige trip. Daryl Overcash, all the executives at Mary Kay know who you are. And I remember that night we had had a long trip, and Andy and I were one of the first couples to get up and go to our room. And we just slipped out, you know. We said goodnight to the people at our table, slipped out, and Daryl Overcash came chasing us down. He didn't see us get up and leave, and he wanted to make sure we were okay, you know, that things were fine. And I said, we are great. We've just had some long, you know, we came from the East Coast and bottom. We're going to bed. He said, have a great night. Would you like to know that you were known that well? And you say, Beth, that is vanity stuff. No, it's not. That's influence, baby. That's what happens when you earn the prestige trip and the top trip. People, they want to know what you think. Your girlfriends change. Your circle of influence changes. Now you're talking to million-dollar directors, $800,000 directors, and you're saying, and what are you doing? And what programs are you running? And it's not like, where did you get your prizes from? It's like, what are you doing? You see what I'm saying? It's a whole different mindset. That's why you want to be there, because when you pay the price to get there, then all of a sudden everything changes. The five people closest to you are national sales directors, million-dollar directors, that kind of thing, because that's who you line up with. Why are you listening to people that are doing what you're doing? That blows my way. Ask a national sales director, what did you do to get there? Did you miss a seminar because you didn't have your production in? Did you miss a seminar because somebody was sick or you couldn't get babysitting? Absolutely not. You found a way. You made a way to get there because you knew how important it was. Building a top business is an investment of your time and money. Let's see here. I've had the privilege to become friends with Ann Newberry, and it's one of the greatest benefits in my life that I've ever had, because this is a woman, this is a legend in Mary Kay. This is a woman that the number one national in Brazil and 18 nationals in Brazil are under her, and she makes over $10,000 a month in retirement off what's happening in Brazil. This is a woman that helped Mary Kay Ash open 12 international markets, and so I value her her experience and her wisdom and her knowledge. And I was asking her about when she was working abroad and everything, and she would go into Brazil. Y'all got this? You want to know about a work ethic? Every 8 to 10 weeks, she was back in Brazil. And she would, when she left, she would give them an assignment to do. And she said, when I got back, not only had they done the assignment, they had done three times as much as I've asked them to do. I want you to know that I've never personally done that, and I've never had a director do that, because that is the mentality in America. We do not appreciate what we've had. We do not appreciate that we can be, I really don't think we do, that you can be living, I wasn't even living from paycheck to paycheck, because we couldn't pay our bills when I came to Mary Kay. Now we have more than enough money to pay our bills, to be able to help people, to be able to do things for our family and people that are not even in our family, to have the time for me to be up here with my brother when he's in the fight of his life for his health, that I can be with him. And so what I'm saying to you, directors, what I'm saying to you, directors, on this phone call, would you be willing to do more, three times what's required to have your cute rear end in Paris and London next year, to do the million, to do 800,000, to get to do 650,000 to get to London? Are you willing to? Because like I said, your passion will determine your boldness, will determine the quality of women that you're bringing into your national, your future national area, into your trip-winning units. To run directors, to run multiples of DIQs, not run one DIQ at a time, you know, to push production, that you build leaders with, and it's such a joy to build leaders. You know, no matter what level you're at, if your unit right now is lukewarm or cold, you standing over them and telling that water to get hot, or telling them to go, to train them one more time, to tell them, come on, you can do this. You've been with you 5 years, and they're still in the same place. It is you that needs to make the move. You got to get a medal, a double gold medal, and put hot water in that tub. Telling the water in the tub to get hot never works. And that happens at the national level or at the sales director level. Quit standing there and telling lukewarm water to get add hot water. And when your people see you not doing another training, they need to see a leader that is moving on with or without them. Do you hear me? You know, we love them so much, we want them to do it for them. We want them to do it worse than they want to do it. That's why they don't change. And so when you get the new, you're going to be in Paris and London. That's what will happen. Or finish up your national area. Recruiting 25 new every month, that's explosive growth. That's what will put you where you want to be. That's what will put you in Paris with your spouse. And, you know, to have the influence and the lifestyle that you want for your family. Getting to Paris is great money for your family, baby. The year we went from $500,000 to $1 million, I got an $84,000 raise in 1 year. Ann Newberry said she got a $100,000 raise in 1 year. Can you get excited about building pockets, five pockets, and getting in under other areas and getting that kind of raise? You want your best girlfriends to be the biggest thinkers in the company. And when you do Paris and London, all of a sudden you've got the biggest thinkers in the company other than the national sales directors. Do you want people at corporate to return your phone calls on a very prompt basis? Do the extended trip, baby. Do the trip, and they'll do that. It will change your life forever. Who are you having? I said to you before, who are you hanging with? Who are your five closest friends? Because that's where you're going to land. If in your training center, have you ever noticed how all of y'all are doing about the same thing? That's the way it happens. And I would encourage you to only take advice from the people that have done what you're wanting to do. I've had people say to you, Beth, you're such a big thinker. Why am I a big thinker? Because I started hanging around Jamie Cruz Varenios. And Betty, did she not only lift the lid on my thinking, she blew the lid off the top of my head. I listened to the Lord also, and I knew what I was supposed to do. I never have had a choice about doing million. I never had a choice about being a national sales director. When I wanted to quit, there was never an option because I understood the calling of God on my life. Don't waste your time and your energy thinking this business to pieces. If you are a brand new sales director, you can be in London and Paris, baby. It's been done before. You don't even have to break down the door. It's been done. The only thing that is going to stop you is yourself. The 6 inches between your ears. That's the only thing that would stop you. And when it's been done before, God is no respecter of persons. If he'll do it for one, he'll do it for another. And you have to be willing to do the workload, the activity. But if you're willing to do that and to keep pushing when it looks like nothing is happening, will happen. It's not the needy that you need to recruit. It's the ones that want a better lifestyle for themselves and their family. That's when you build leaders, and that's what pulls production. Quit wasting your energy wondering if you can do this. You can do this. It's been done before. Go to work. You know, it's monkey see and it's monkey do. Your people are a reflection for you. When I look at my sales directors, I've got some that are, man, thoroughbreds, bucking out the stall. Came in, we just had Lauren Carter. From the day she signed her agreement, nine weeks later, she was a sales director. I took 2 years to become a sales director. I didn't even have, nobody even said to me, never had the thought, because nobody was doing directorship in 9 weeks. Now it's common in our national area. Does everybody do it? No, but nobody gets blown up out of out the water when somebody does it in 9 weeks. It's been done 4 or 5 times before. Raise the lid on your thinking. Quit minimizing this business. You know, there are people, if you run enough numbers, there are the Lauren Carters that will come in and say, and by the way, we tried to recruit her a year before, and her husband stopped her from doing it. And so somehow, you know, she convinced him whatever happened in her life, and she came in, and 9 weeks later, she's a sales director. Are you a scaredy cat? Are you afraid to get out of your backyard, your comfort zone? Your destiny lies way outside of your comfort zone. It requires faith. It requires taking the Lord's hand, going to where he leads you. Overcoming your greatest fear with action opens up the greatest blessings you will ever receive. I just heard Jensen Franklin say yesterday, he's my daughter's pastor in Gainesville, Georgia. He is world known, wide known. And he said, if you want high favor from God, if you praise the Lord, you start praising and say, you are, you know, the Alpha and the Omega. You worthy is the Lamb, and start praising him. So that's because it says God will inhabit the praises of his people. That blows the lid off of doors. That opens the door for you on stuff that's been closed. Don't always start with your laundry list of requests from the Lord. Start with the praising and the worshiping, and that opens the door to doors that have been closed to you before. You know, with Job, it said Job's greatest fears had come upon him. That's a sad commentary. You can worry yourself and be such a scaredy cat that your greatest fears come upon you. Rebuke fear. Rebuke fears and think the victorious thought, and that's what you'll walk in, that's what you'll live if you're willing to take action. When I was talking to Ann Newberry, I'm jumping around here, she was talking to me about how she talks to DIQs. And one of the first questions she asked them is, if they had the money to put babysitting in place, get their babysitting in place, her next question is, what are you willing to give up these next couple of months, this next month or two to become a director that you're doing right now? I love that attitude. She's always, you know, they were checking out the person to see if the person was good quality and seeing what they're willing to do to be us on the time to work with the director, that she was going to clear her schedule to make herself available to help that girl instead of begging them to do something, hoping to God they do something. Because when you're running enough numbers, you aren't begging people to do something. You don't care that somebody's acting like a nut. You, because you got so much going on, you ain't got time for her craziness. And you say, Beth, I know Mary Kay probably never talked that way, but, you know, these are different times now. And we are dealing with people that are manic depressive, that have these extreme highs and extreme lows. Doesn't mean they can't do the business, but they've got to pull their emotions into check. And meantime, you're running to Paris and London. So let them be and work with the girls that want to dance with you. Let me just hold on just a minute. I've gotten way ahead of myself. I wanted to say to you about becoming emotionally stable and everything, that you have to put in place what we've talked about, you know, the help, you being emotionally stable, working consistently. You've got to do that. And I want you to know that as we debuted last August the 1st, 2013, I mean, what a joy. God came through. We had to finish like 12 DIQs in 1 month to do. I mean, we had to have 4 or 5 1 month normals, but 12 DIQs had to finish in 1 month for us to become a national area. And I want you to know that this year has been one of the most challenging years of my life ever that I can remember in my 61 years. God's blessed us tremendously, but we've had major hits from the enemy. And, you know, my mother-in-law passed away and went to heaven. She had been ill for years. You know, my brother right now is in the fight of his life. I've had personal family issues that have been devastating. If I had let them be, you know, I have family members that won't be standing on stage with me because they don't like Mary Kay. It's what I'm trying to say to you, the stuff you're let stopping you, some national sales directors, some top directors are dealing with it before lunch and going on to do what they need to do. The greater your influence when you're a Christian, the greater the attacks. And so what used to stop me dead in my tracks, I handle before lunch, I guess is what I'm trying to say. To whom much is given, much is expected. With a bigger wave you make in the universe, the bigger the attack's going to be. And what I want you to know is that if you'll take God as your business partner, that he will be there for you. Mary Kay Ash had the most, you know, Mary Kay Ash had more attacks, more stuff that would buckle her knees. That's why she said, my knees are bloodier than any of yours, to get this marketing plan and make this business successful so people like you and me make over 6 figures, go on trips around the world, and some of you that hadn't done that, you will be this year. What I'm trying to say is quit being a crybaby sissy, and I'm a crier. I'll cry as I grit my teeth and take one more step, and that's what you have to do. And, you know, Deanne Newberry's had tremendous obstacles, but she did it anyway. The Cindy Ivy Fox has great obstacles, but she did it anyway. Jamie Berenio, she read her book, Warrior Magnificent, but she did it anyway. You know, do not fool yourself into thinking that your issues are so terrible that you can't make it in this business. You know, as Jamie said in her book, you can choose to be a wimp or a warrior. You can do this. And as I close now, I want to remind you that there's no wailing, there's no failing, and no bailing this year. And I will look to see you on the stage next year as they present you with your trip certificate to Paris and London. Thank you for your time.
Hey, Beth, this is Cindy.
Yeah, girl.
Hey, girl, I love you so much. Did you say no wailing, no bailing, and no failing this year?
That's right. I borrowed that from Cecilia James when we were finishing our national area. And I used to look at the DIQs and the leaders coming up and the directors. I said, there'll be no failing, no wailing, and no bailing, baby. Quitting is not an option. You're going across the finish line with me, tongue hanging out, baby, doing the happy victory dance. Yes, that's
right.
Exactly what I said. Yeah.
Doing the happy dance. That's right. Well, you know, I just thank God for you, Beth Pyland. What a blessing you are. And, you know, we both know that the greater the battle, the greater the blessing. And
right.
Just exactly what you said, that, you know, you're in it for the fight and you're in it to win it. And when we fight through, just like Jacob that wrestled with his angel all night long to get his blessing, to seal a covenant, because that's when the covenant was given, was when he wrestled with that angel all night long. And when you get to that place of, I will not let you go until you bless me, until I get my blessing. It's so funny that you mentioned the song, or, well, there's, you know, an old hymn, I Would Not Be Denied.
Right.
Do you know that that song has been in my spirit now for like 2 weeks?
I find myself
going around my house, you know, singing that, and I can't carry a tune in a bucket. But praise God, my daughter has that gift. But anyway, but it's a joyful noise. You have to have the attitude, like you said to us, of, you know, there's no other options. Forward.
Right.
Forward is the only way that you can go. Thank you so much for giving us the nuts and bolts of getting an assistant and focusing on parties, because it is about getting in front of the masses of people and being willing to give more away, you know, and to make less profit to get in front of more people. It really is about faces, 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 and how you explained what gives you boldness. Because, you know, so many times I have consultants and directors to tell me, they'll say it this way, I need more confidence. I need more confidence. What they need is boldness, and that comes from passion. Like, you know, because when you're passionate, then that word passionate or passion comes from a Greek word, passus, P-A-S-S-U-S. I know you know this, which means suffering. Suffering.
Wow.
That's why we have passion plays at Eastern time, because it's all about the suffering of Christ. But anyway, he was willing to suffer. You have to be willing to suffer. You have to be willing to be uncomfortable. We know that. Much, don't we? We know that so much. And, you know, you're right about that. When you go on especially a prestige, you know, my first trip was the prestige trip. The first week, there was over 600 people, corporate, nationals, and directors and all those husbands, over 600 people. You know I'm an introvert. I stayed in my room almost the whole trip. That's the honest to God's truth if I've ever told it. I stayed in my room because I'm such an introvert. And also because I had two-year-old twins and I was exhausted. But I had two-year-old twins and did prestige trip. But on the second leg of the trip, the prestige part, there was 28 directors. 26 of them were million. And then myself and one other director had done 800,000. That week changed my life forever. I made friends with top directors that are now, just about all of us are nationals. And that friendship carried us on unto this day. And so they are speaking the truth. And you said you doubled in 1 year. So that was at the very first year call. So what were you and what did you go to when you doubled in that 1 year?
We went from 500,000 to 1,050,000.
1,050,000. And do you remember your unit size at 500,000 versus when you were at 1,050,000?
Yeah, probably at 500,000, under 150, and million. I sprang 5 personal directors out of my unit, and so the top of it when I had the most in it was over 325, something like that.
Something like that. Wow, wow, that is so awesome, and it can be done. And having to have 12 DIQs to finish.
Right.
You know, I can only just imagine. I bet you came to know God's grace.
Woo!
Jesus.
Right. But what I want to say to people is I did everything I knew to do to get us to million, and many of my directors did. But I want you to know this, just like with Jacob,
Jacob was known as a scoundrel. He wasn't perfect, but God blessed him anyway because he kept on wrestling with his angel. And then God named him Israel, which he was the, you know, after Abraham, his name is Israel, which our, you know, God's chosen people, we know about Israel today. You don't have to have been perfect, and you don't have to be perfect. Right. Just you. What you got to do is give it 100% of your guts and work ethic and belief and do it right with integrity, and God will show up and show out and put his super on your natural.
Amen. Amen. That's right. And I saw that message yesterday that you mentioned, Jensen Franklin. You all watch him every Sunday. And
wow.
worthy is the Lamb. If you're listening to this call, I encourage you to go to, what is it, Kingdom Connections?
Connection.
And click on that. Worthy is the Lamb probably is the name of the message. It was awesome. And it does away with that feeling of, well, I can't be a director because. Or I can't be a top director, a trip director. I can't be a national because. It ain't about you anyway.
It ain't about you.
Excuse my Southern. But it ain't.
Right. You've been chosen, baby.
Amen. That's right. That's right. The called, the committed, the chosen. What other nationals? I'd like to ask the nationals if they would, listening,
Beth.
To unmute.
Beth, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
This is Daisha. First of all, Cindy, thank you so much for putting this together. It was just absolutely brilliant. Directors and DIQs, you guys are so blessed to be on a call like this. I mean, we never had anything like this. I mean, this is gold. And Beth, you are absolutely just amazing, such a fighter, so bold, so fearless. I mean, I remember you coming up talking about your story of finishing your first million and just the miracles that were going down. And
right.
I just thank you so much for believing in your faith and your stories. And I call you my Christian, my Paula Deen of Mary Kay. My Paula Deen of Mary Kay. And you're just so sweet. And I just, the last week that you had that phone call. And I mean, I was crying in my car, and because we were fighting so hard for Inner Circle, and we were so close we could touch it. But you know what? I hadn't given up, but just listening to your words, I fought even harder, and so did everyone else. And we got to number five because of you. And number four is Inner Circle, so we can touch it, we can taste it, we can feel it. It is there. It is in God's timing, and I know that I ran harder because of those words, because you reminded us how powerful we were. And so I wanted to share that with you. Thank you. You have no idea, and I. What? I'm sorry.
Let me quote you, Daisha, saying that because I remember that you were doing Jamie's Fall Advance, and I remember you saying you'll have to apologize to a $1 million director if you're not even willing to do 40 hours worth of IPAs. I mean, I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
You stuck with me the whole time, honey, and I thank you for your
Oh, absolutely. That's the honest truth. I mean, it is a slap in the face to anybody that, you know, is not willing to give it 40, 60 hours of committed income-producing activity. And I loved what you said about, you know, we hear directors saying, you know, well, you know, if I could just give them one more training or one more prize or one more idea, but standing over lukewarm water, trying to get them warm, dadgummit, get in there, stir the pot, do something crazy. Go double gold medal, do 100 faces, add, you know, get a new unit this month, do something crazy.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
You loved it.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. And Daisha, I remember that year that you were Inner Circle. And I remember how you glowed on stage. I mean, you just glowed, your countenance.
You.
There was like an aura around you. And it's going to happen again. It's going to happen
you.
Again soon.
Thank
this
you.
Year.
And you guys, we did Inner Circle with 34 directors.
Wow.
That's
crazy. Encouraging,
and I want you to understand, it's not always about the numbers. We had great quality and women doing fearless things. They didn't think they could do anything less. We had $2 million directors and 800,000, a half million. So it's all about having that quality, not always that quantity. And so, you know, it's all in God's timing. It's coming back. We're all coming back. We're all doubling our efforts this year. Every director on this phone call, every national on this phone call.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. I do. I completely believe that. Thank you, Daisha. Is there anyone else, any other national that'd like to speak up? You have to hit star six.
They're all probably in Dallas.
Good morning. This is that wonderful, wealthy Kim Walker. Can you hear me?
Good morning. Yes, ma'am, Kim Walker.
Good morning. Oh, my God, Beth. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. You have absolutely blown it out of the park again. You know, the only time I hear you is in this powerful mode. So, I mean, you are absolutely so powerful. The first opportunity I had to sit at your feet at Leadership last year blew me away. I still hear your national song playing, and you are just absolutely a powerful woman of God, you know. And I remember years ago, you know, Nora Sharif made a comment. We were at a retreat, and she just said just prophetically how God was raising up, you know, and how Mary Kay was raising up those God-fearing women to take that boldness on. And I tell you, Cindy, your genius in this whole anointed operation of empowerment. I mean, it has been powerful. Last week, I couldn't even get through the call. I was so blown away. I mean, it's just been a divine connection. So I thank you, Cindy, for the time you put to create this. I thank you so much, Beth, for your wisdom. I mean, I've listened to the playbacks over and over and over. It's just been absolutely. And the one point I do want the directors listening in to know is that we all need each other and need this opportunity to empower ourselves. So don't come away from this information and not use it. And don't walk away thinking, why don't I have it? It's just like food. We eat breakfast, then we want lunch, and then we need dinner. And it's the same thing when you're eating and meditating and chewing on this powerful word from these achievers. And so I thank you, Beth, for your example and what you poured out. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that your family is healed and that the blood is covering you.
Yes,
and
Lord.
I remember being in Vienna, Austria. My brother was dealing with a situation, and I tell you, God brought him through now. Girl, please, he's still being just as, you know, wonderful as he want to be, fully healthy and recovered. So I just, you know, pray that you continue in your press and know that God is able and that I love you. I'm so thankful you're my sister, and I'm so thankful that God divinely connected us. So I'll be leaving for a seminar tomorrow. I'm in Little Rock, Arkansas, Dacia, right now, and so visiting family, but we'll be heading over to Dallas, and I can't wait to be there with you guys as we all go to the inner circle. That's our next
stop.
Amen.
I want to say one more thing, and then I've got to go. I appreciate this. I need to get in there with my brother. But one thing, a pastor that I listen to that is prophetic said the next 5 months it's going to be that we're going to see things happen, blessings from heaven that we've never experienced this much in our entire lives.
Amen.
But I want to say this to the directors and everybody on this call. God's got to have seed to work with. If you want to be blessed like you've never been blessed before, then you got to plant more seeds than you've ever planted before, so the harvest will come up. You know, when he fed the 5,000, he used the five loaves and the two fish. He had to, you know, have something to work with, and we have to be the ones that give him that something. And I believe that the Lord is going to show up and show out, because with what's happening in Israel and all the stuff that's happening, this is our time, baby, and it's time to go and grow.
That's right. You know, that's either the second or I think it's the third time that I've heard that prophecy just recently.
Right.
And you know, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing is established.
Right.
And
yep.
When Joseph interpreted that dream, it means it's coming soon.
Right.
When he interpreted Pharaoh's dream that he'd had twice, he said it means it's coming soon. And so,
right.
So y'all, as Bishop T.D. Jakes would say, get ready.
Right.
And you better
Amen.
Get in the birth position, put your feet in the stirrups, and push, because it's coming. It's coming. Well, I know you got to go, Beth. Thank you again so much.
Thank I love you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Jasha, thank you, Kim. And I'll see the Emerald Sales Directors in just a day or two. Yeah, safe travels to everybody. Love you. Have a great week. Bye. Thank you.
Can my brother get like a snack, but he doesn't want anything hard? Do y'all have anything soft, or do I need?
We have a
snack. Okay. I didn't know if he could eat. Did you draw his blood? Were they drawing his blood this morning?
Okay. They drew some, yeah, the other day. So, okay.
Okay.
Yes, he's supposed to come.
All right.
All right. I'm going to have to leave. I've been up here for a while.
Just get him here 4 days a week is what we want to do. And they said, the real woman said that Thursday's kind of a busy day, so maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. Okay, and can you make sure you give your phone number to the chat?
Are you doing it? His son is going to pick him up, and I'll just, right, okay. I will. I'm going to. Okay. Can I have a sheet of paper to give her an emergency number? Thank you.
And a pen. I'm a needy person. A pencil, whatever. I get called to look at this. Oh no, what, that's an eyelash.
It's in the pen.
Oh.
Okay.